A little over 2 weeks ago, on October 29th, a seemingly routine Lion Air flight took off from Jakarta, Indonesia. 13 minutes later, the Boeing 737 crashed into the ocean. There were no survivors. Now experts say Boeing withheld information from the pilots that may have contributed to the crash. Dennis Tager is a 737 pilot and spokesman for the pilots' union at American Airlines. I asked him to explain what may have happened in the Lion Air cockpit.
If I take what Boeing has described to us, they've linked the Lion Air crash to an erroneous AOA gauge. AOA is the angle of attack gauge. It's an instrument that's on all aircraft, and that is the truest measure of what the wing is doing. When this AOA gauge fails, it triggers an incredible amount of alerts and things that get pilots' attention, but for the wrong reason. So confusion probably reigned really high in the cockpit. You know, there's a human component. You don't just immediately go, okay, here's what we have. There's moments of processing what's going on. And while that's happening, as described by Boeing and the FAA, the aircraft is starting to take control of itself. When that data stream, that gauge, isn't sending proper signals, that could trigger another automated system that we were not aware of that automatically induces a nose-down direction without pilot input in a way that is completely counter to the actual condition of the aircraft. And this new feature is not a problem in a sense that it's performing a function that is supposed to add additional layers of safety. But the first problem was, we were not notified of this until just a handful of days ago.
As a 737 pilot, what was your reaction to the news?
Well, initially, it was like, I wonder if they did anything wrong in this. What can I learn from this? But as details come out and we see these bulletins come out, you got a lot more pilots at very high levels, very experienced, saying, wow. Boeing, in a Wall Street Journal article, said, we chose against disclosing this information to the pilots because we did not feel that the average pilot would be served if he was inundated with this information. We were very outraged by that statement, and our response was, to be blunt, go ahead, try us. Our lives and our passengers that we protect every day count on us knowing our airplane.
And how extraordinary is it that pilots didn't know about this new feature?
Extraordinary enough for the FAA to dictate that the bulletin that Boeing sent out to pilots is just a heads up. They recategorized it as an emergency directive. So I would say I'd let their word speak for it. It's got our attention. And I might add that Boeing not informing us of this for whatever reason, they became an outlier in the safety culture. And trust is extraordinarily important in this. But that information now we do have, and we're learning about how it actually interacts with the airplane. And I needed to say that because as difficult as this story is to hear, the fact is the system works and the safety culture is back in check.
Captain, final question. I'm not a good flyer. In other words, I don't like to fly. Should I be worried, and other passengers like me, should I avoid flights with 737 MAX 8 or 9 equipment?
Absolutely not. And the great news is you have an extraordinarily dedicated team of pilots out there, and I think you can reach across the globe, that have one core issue in mind, and that's keeping our passengers safe. And when we know all the information about that aircraft, then that brings the whole loop together. So I would not hesitate at all. We fly them every day at this moment right now. Our families are on them. So you should know that the pilots got your back because we're on the airplane with you, and it's more than just our job. It's our call.
Well, thank you for that. That was very reassuring. Captain Dennis Tager, a spokesman for the Allied Pilots Association. That's the pilots' union at American Airlines. He's also a 737 pilot. Captain, thanks very much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.